This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Lucas Rossi of St. Michael's Catholic Church of Gastonia.
Beautifully providential that the sun outside is hitting directly here at the Ambo, the only place in the sanctuary right now to receive the light. And we haven't been deprived of the light. We have the light of Jesus Christ here, even though we've been deprived of the light of Gastonia. Hopefully we'll come back soon. What is the most important day of your life? What is the most important day of your life? Think about that. Some might say that, well, the most important day of my life was the first time I became a parent, became a mother, a father. It was our wedding day. Maybe it was the day I was declared cancer-free and given a new lease on life. Maybe it was when I got that great promotion and my career took off. Made that big move, started a new life. What is the most important day of your life? The most important day of your life is the day of your baptism. The day of your baptism is the most important day of your life. And most of us have no memory of our baptisms if we were baptized as infants. Now, our birthday into this world is actually also a very, very important day of our lives. You know, when we enter the world from our mother's womb and take in air and breathe for the first time and begin to be full of life at our birth, that's a very important day. And do you know that the last sense to develop in a baby is sight? That after a few moments of birth, usually most babies open their eyes and begin to learn to see. But sight is the last sense to develop in a newborn baby. And so it's fitting to make the connection that there is a new birth for us, not in an earthly way, but in a supernatural way at our baptism. In an earthly way, life begins at conception. From a supernatural point of view, life begins at baptism. Baptism is the most important day of our lives. But this can be a struggle because we don't remember our baptisms probably, and maybe we don't feel any different or know the difference from what it's like to be baptized and unbaptized, and, you know, what's the big deal anyway? And we can see the power of baptism if we look at our gospel for this morning. In the gospel, Jesus encounters a man blind from birth, and he does something a little weird. Jesus spits on the ground and makes clay and anoints the man's eyes. But automatically we should be thinking of Genesis at the creation of Adam. When God formed Adam out of the dust, out of the clay of the ground, he formed man in his own image, Adam. Jesus is doing something new. It's a new creation Jesus is doing. And he tells the man to go to the pool of Siloam. And a side note, Shane and I in our Holy Land pilgrimage group, we were at the pool of Siloam in the Holy Land in Jerusalem, and I included a photo of me standing in the pool, there's no water in it anymore, to show you the immense size. This was a pool of purification. The Jews would go wash there. They believed the waters were sacred, so they would be washed and cleansed as they traveled up towards the temple. But this is the actual place. This is the place where this man went. The stone stairway going down into the pool is as it was. And in fact, they're going to do a new excavation project on the Pool of Siloam and even excavate even more of it to show how much bigger it really is. And I think they're going to make it into a much more beautiful area for people to come and see this ancient pool. But when the man comes and washes in the water, he sees. It's only when he washes with the water that his eyesight is given. But it's not the water that has the power. It's Christ who has the power, who uses the ordinary water in this pool to effect the healing in this man. And in baptism and in all the sacraments of the church, it is God's power that's operating. God transfers his sacred power through the sacraments to transform us in some way. And in all the sacraments, there's something invisible happening through visible signs. Through the visible use of water, this man is cleansed. He physically receives healing, but there's more. He has the waters of faith nourishing now his soul. And so this water, this moment of washing, he sees for the first time. And you and I are born in spiritual blindness too. Because we learned a few weeks ago in the beginning of Lent that Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. We know that to be original sin. It was a sin of rejection. It was a rejection of God and his life and his plan and his love. They rejected God. And original sin is a sin that they committed that we inherit. And we're all, except for the Blessed Mother, all of us are conceived in original sin. And we hear that term a lot, but we don't really understand, well, what does it really mean to inherit original sin? It means that we start out in darkness. That the life that God wanted to give us in the garden was taken from us by our parents' sin. And God wants to give us that life. God wants to fill us with his life and his love. And so we need to be baptized. And Jesus tells Nicodemus, unless you are born of water and the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Because we're born in darkness. We're cut off from the Father's life-giving love. Not that God is not loving us. God loves us. But he wants to give us that love and infuse us with that love. And how does that happen? Through baptism. So what's going on in baptism? We can look at it this way. At baptism, our eyes are opened. Just like at our birth, at our natural birth on our birthday, our eyes are opened. We begin to see. Same thing with our baptism spiritually. The spiritual blindness caused by original sin is taken away. We are cleansed from original sin and all personal sin if we're baptized beyond the age of reason. So we're cleansed of original sin. We are made new. We are restored and returned to an identity. And so, yes, free from sin, given salvation. But there's still more. We are placed in relationship with God as our Father. At our baptisms, we are placed in relationship with God as our Father. The fatherhood of God is revealed and given at our baptism, because when we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are brought in and immersed into Trinitarian love. The very life of God is given to us in our baptisms. We're filled with it through the power of the Spirit. And you see, original sin was a sin of rejection. And so it leaves the wound of rejection in humanity. Humanity is cursed by original sin, by this curse of rejection. And we're born in a state of rejection. And all of us know what the wound of rejection is like. Maybe we've been rejected by a parent, a father, our mother, or someone else in our lives, where we feel and have experienced the wound of rejection, feeling unloved, feeling unwanted. The feeling of rejection is the nearest experience of hell that we can experience in this life. But God doesn't want to reject us. And instead of rejecting us, he redeemed us by sending his Son. And Jesus Christ makes it possible for us to be in relationship with God. How? As his children. Because at the moment of our baptisms, we are adopted. At the moment of our baptisms, we were not this when we were born from our mother's womb. At our baptism, we become sons and daughters of God. You know, the fatherhood of God is revealed through Christ. Jesus is the only Son of God, and we become sons and daughters of God the Father in Jesus, beginning at our baptisms. And so this is what baptism does for us. It opens our eyes. We begin to realize that we have a Father. We begin to realize that I'm not rejected. begin to realize that I am wanted, begin to realize that I am loved by God. And so much does Jesus want us to experience the love of the Father that he obligates us to be baptized to have eternal life. He says the Father wants to give us his love. That's why baptism is essential and necessary for salvation. We need to be put in relationship with God again, and that happens at our baptisms. The day of our baptism, our eyes were opened. That's what happened. The eyes of our hearts were opened again. We now have the capacity to see God. That's what the blind man who was healed saw. He saw Jesus, and then he knew he was God, and he worshiped him. He saw God because of the washing and the cleansing that Christ had given him. And so during Lent, my brothers and sisters, it's a time of revival and renewal. We are to be aware and revived again to live in our baptismal relationship with God the Father, to live our baptismal relationship, because we can still choose not to. And though baptism guarantees our salvation, we can still reject salvation later. We can still reject the relationship with God. And through sin, we can cut God off. We can cut ourselves off. And though we don't lose that baptismal character, we can reject that ongoing baptismal grace. And so Lent is about re-establishing and reviving our relationship with God our Father, to know that we are sons and daughters of him, because our relationship with food and drink and time and money is so often disordered. And we love those things more than him. And Lent is a time through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving to right our relationships with food, drink, time, and money, and to reorder our hearts towards God, to reorient our lives towards our Father in heaven, to have our eyes opened again through confession and forgiveness of sin. And to our catechumens today that are here with us, so close, just a few weeks away, they'll be receiving the gift of new life. On the day of your baptism, your eyes will be opened and you will become sons and daughters of God, the Father. The fatherhood of God will be your new identity. You'll see yourselves as children of God and you'll call him Father, and it will be real, real through the power of grace. And just as we were sprinkled with holy water this morning, a way of really heightening our awareness of what we do every time we come into church when we dip our hands in holy water, we are reminding ourselves of something very real. We're reminding ourselves that something happened at our baptisms that we didn't see. We were baptized into the life of the Trinity. We became identified in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's our identity. We live in God. We know God. We're filled with his love. We know who we are through God in his life. And so Lent is a time to have our eyes opened again. And when someone asks you, you know, what happened at your baptism? Baptism opened my eyes. Baptism opened my eyes to a relationship with God as Father. Baptism opened my eyes to the love of God. Baptism opened my eyes to who I truly am and my real identity, that I am adopted by him. I belong to him, and I am not rejected. Baptism opened our eyes, and that's why it is the most important day of our lives. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.